Woo!
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Oh.
He would get after Danny sometimes.
I love Shefty. Listen, if you get a reporter, don't hang up. I got to get your information.
Yeah, I put him on hold.
No, I know, and Eric hung up.
Oh, Eric, you got to call back,
call
kid.
Call back, Eric.
Good luck getting through again. Adam and Elgin.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What up, Adam?
Make sure you hold on when I put you on hold.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go, Adam. I'm going to pull for you, all right? Hope that you win this Lou Malnati's.
Me too.
Dan Graziano.
That's a good one.
All right.
That's wow. Good friend of the show. All right, good luck, Adam, and one more. Jesus in Aurora.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Jesus?
Zeus.
How you guys doing?
We're good, brother.
Do people in your life call you Zeus? Jesus, what do they call you?
They call me Jesus.
Holy is the Lamb, Jesus. Holy is the Lamb, Jesus. Holy is the Lamb.
That's right. That's right.
All right, pal. Let me pull for you. Here we have here. Ian Rappaport.
That's a pretty good one.
That's really the 12 and the 5-12 seed, but there that's good. We'll see what happens.
That's it.
I'll take it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, man. All right, 312-332-3776. We ran a little long because we had Jed Hoyer. We're back in 2 minutes.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Morning, Cap.
Morning, Jay Hood.
How's it going, pal?
Oh, good, kid. I think I'm going to... Let's have some fun.
Oh.
Have a cool one.
See, got a cool one.
That's it.
That's how you start the morning, everybody.
It is.
Cap and Jay Hood. Don't forget, we're here until 10 o'clock. Then it is Carmen and Yurko. The Carmen Yurko Show at 10, followed by Mike Greenberg at 12 o'clock from 12 to 2. It'll be Waddle and Sylvie at 2 o'clock and then Bleck and Abdallah at 6. All part of our broadcast day right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
ESPN 1000. And watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. And it's brought to you by, I can't remember, Danny doesn't have it up there. There it is.
The fine folks at?
Blue Moon, the official craft beer sponsor of the Kentucky Derby.
Just a little follow-up, because we got to get to some Bears here. For you, the Bears fans, stay by your listening device. Cap and I, once again, are going to try to help the guys over at House Hall. We got to figure some things out here, because we can't go into the season as is. Nothing against Ryan Nall and the Ryan Nall family, but you got to do better at the running back spots. We'll talk about that in just a second. But just a follow-up on what Jed Hoyer said. I really liked our conversation with Jed.
He's awesome.
So from our conversation, he says that there was no really like big deals on the table for the Cubs here as we got to the deadline. I guess that's kind of a microcosm of COVID-19 and the lack of money. You know, a lot of teams are bereft of money and moving assets around.
Nice
so I
word,
guess
bereft.
Yeah, thanks for the pat on the head. So it's just interesting, Cap, that there was no big deals that were made. I guess that's because, you know, people want to hold on to the money as much as possible.
Right. Or they're very cheap prospects where they go, hold on a minute. Okay, yeah, we'd love to have Mike Clevenger or Lance Lynn or Francisco Lindor, who they were thinking of moving. But then they ask you for, yeah, we would like Brennan Davis, Braylon Marquez, Ian Happ, Nico Horner. And you're like, well, hold on a second. Those are all my really good young players that make no money. Yeah, I can't do that.
If the Cubs were bad, I wonder would they sell their assets, the Cubs?
If the Cubs woke up today instead of being 21-14.
If they were the Pirates.
They were the, oh, God. Well, if they were the Pirates with all those assets, there had to have been horrific injuries, so they might not have been. Let's assume they were 14-21.
Yeah.
Not the Pirates, but they're not going to the playoffs.
Right.
That's a great question.
Knock it out. No, doesn't work. All right.
Would that... Man, I would bet you that somebody of the core would no longer be here.
Theo would leave now, if that was the case. Theo doesn't want to go to a complete rebuild, because if they're 14-21, Theo might leave a year early.
No, he's not walking away from that money. $10 million a year? Now, again, he took a little pay cut. He took a 35% pay cut, but he's still making, you know, $6.5 million a year. He's not walking from that. But if Jed is going to get promoted, which I advocate for. Jed gets Theo's gig when Theo leaves. They have to be better than 14 to 21, and they are. But I think they would have moved somebody of substance.
Bryant? Can't have it be Bryant because of the injury.
Right.
But I just don't know, like, who you're moving. Like, you move, Hap might be part of your future.
Yeah, he is.
Not your present, your future.
Correct.
So, like, everyone's has a value on that Cubs team that you don't want to move.
Right.
Even if you don't like the team as is, it's still a first-place team.
Correct. But if they were 14 to 21 and no shot they're going to the playoffs.
Then Schwarber's gone. Can't trade Contreras now. Look at that. That's not going well. So, you know, it had to be an interesting thing, but
maybe Javi.
Maybe, huh?
But they're not. They're 21 and 14, so they're just going to hang on to this thing and ride it till it throws them.
We asked him about the difference between Ross and Madden, ultimately, right? That's actually the question we asked. He says that Ross sees the game very well from the dugout. Says that he can see the game. And then, of course, he mentioned something that might be the elephant in the room for some, but not for us on this show, is that you go from friend to boss. The guy that was in the locker room, in the trenches with you, winning the 16 World Series championship, and now the guy that you told your intimate thoughts to, private thoughts, now he's your boss.
Right.
So now he knows exactly where you're coming from. How difficult is that to navigate through those waters? That's interesting, too.
And how much does that help him do his job knowing what really pushes Anthony Rizzo's buttons? Because they're exceptionally close.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question for Riz.
Bryant and all those other guys, too. He knows those guys very well. The core is still there. So it's interesting.
It is very interesting to see how, and the way he answered it, there was nothing that you could take and go, well, that's a shot at Joe Madden. Because anytime Theo or Jed answer a question, they automatically have, well, that's a shot at Joe Madden. Like Theo said simply, yeah, Rossi's addressed some things that have lingered here for a while. Could have been pre-Joe Madden. Could have been systemic in the organization. But everyone took it. Danny Zetterman leading the charge that that's a shot at Joe Madden. So when he answers your question, well, he sees things from a player's perspective in the dugout. Well, that Joe couldn't do that. He wasn't a player
in the big leagues. Well, I'm going to always ask that question.
Right.
And it's a fair question.
It is.
Because you made the change.
Correct.
Where I didn't think that you should have, you made the change, all right, fine. Well, I'm always going to ask you, like, so since you made that change, what does the new guy do that the old guy didn't? Because the expectations is that guy led you to a World Series championship. What can a new guy do?
Correct.
Just saying.
The new guy hasn't won a playoff game yet. Hasn't even got to the playoffs.
See, that's the thing. So it's always fair because I always want to look at Madden. And whatever you think of Madden, you've not thought it was just too much grab ass. Too much whatever's going on with the Cubs
too
during that time.
Goosey.
If that's the case, that's fine. But if Ross comes in, his expectation or your expectations for the Cubs now is to get back up to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
That's the standard now.
Because to all people that, you know, fire on Joe, and we've been critical of him at times for certain things.
Sure.
Like this friend of mine, Maverick, who says to me, oh, yeah, Joe Madden, it's David Ross, he's the guy. Okay, just let me know when David wins the World Series as the manager, and then we can have the conversation. Because as much as you want to whiz all over Joe Madden, he went to three straight NLCSs. He took a dead-in-the-water ball club that the day he was hired at the Cubby Bear was 73-89.
Yep.
A year later, they had 97 wins, then 103, then 92, then 95. Show me when you have that record.
That's all it is. And that's the expectations that I would have now if I'm a Cub fan, because you got to the mountaintop, you got to the World Series. And so that's what I look at. So it's interesting. You also mentioned the money, because that's always a conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Tom Ricketts and a lot of other owners are holding on to their money, and you can understand why during this COVID-19, but a lot of fans just don't want to hear that.
They don't.
So
Mick on the north side. What's up, Mick?
Hey, Jay, Cap, good morning.
What's up, brother?
Just wondering, I was kind of hoping we could get something for Baez and Bryant. I just think the league's got these two guys figured out. They're pretty good base runners, halfway decent fielders. But there's
halfway decent. Did you see the play Javi made last night from like medium left field?
Crazy.
Yeah, I know, but that's once here and there. These are professionals. Anybody can make them plays.
No, anybody can't make that play. That's why it doesn't get made.
I would take that. I would get rid of him because he can't bat. Every pitcher's got him figured out.
Uh-huh.
Every pitcher's got
I heard that. I heard that
out.
Same nonsense in 2014, 2015, 2016, and all of a sudden he's the runner-up for MVP.
Last year. Cap, I told you last year. And what did he do? We blamed it on his injury, but it's not. It's not. That's over with, okay? The guys can't bat. The pitchers, good pitchers got both these guys figured out. We got to dump them for something.
Well, first of all, you don't dump players like that. You don't.
Okay, maybe I used the wrong word. We should try to get something for them.
Dump them. You're right, Mick. Dump them.
Mick, flip them. Something.
have a great rest of your day. Keep cheering them on.
Okay, Cap.
All right. Mick, keep the faith.
Mick, just keep in mind, you're going to have to build around one of the two of those guys. You have a choice, Bryant or
Baez.
You have to choose. You can't dump both. Otherwise, you're right back to where you were before.
You are.
Years ago, last place and terrible.
Buffalo Girl Bob, what's up, man?
Hey, I love the show.
Appreciate
you. I agree with that last guy, and I disagree with your last statement. A, you can get rid of Bryant. Schwarber and Baez, rebuild your whole farm system. All three of them have done nothing.
You there, Bob?
No, he got cut off there.
Ugh.
Well, you do have to rebuild. Well, Cap and I have talked about this. You can actually win and rebuild at the same time.
Yes.
I don't know. That's one negative against the Cubs.
And just understand, from my perspective, maybe you disagree. Teams aren't lining up to rebuild your entire team for you and going, okay, we'll take him and have to give him $200 million. Oh, and by the way, take our top four prospects. The game's different today. With COVID, people aren't giving up cheap, really talented labor.
The other thing is, too, I've always said this for many years on radio shows. Cap, we're in Chicago. We got no time for rebuilds. I don't like rebuilds in this city. I know we have seen it happen with the Cubs. We've seen it somewhat with the White Sox over the years, but I don't like rebuilds. I think you should always have a commitment to winning, whether that's through your draft, through your free agency, through your minor league system. Have a commitment to winning. If you're an average Cub fan, do you really want to go backwards? Do you really want to level the franchise and hope that you can be able to build your way to a World Series? You want to keep that level of commitment and the ability to contend every year if you can.
Yeah, I'm amazed by the number of people out there that are so quick to dismiss. Yeah, let's get rid of Baez, Bryant, Rizzo, Schwarber, Contreras. You're in the golden age of freaking Cubs baseball. They sucked my entire life. Sucked! And since 2015, they're a contender to win a World Series every year. They won one. They went to three league championship series. Yeah, just dump all those guys and rebuild. Stop yourselves. We're talking football. Is there a solution out there for the Bears at running back? Next. What are you laughing at?
Danny Zetterman.
That guy is something else, man.
He's the best.
He is. He's awesome. We've got Danny, Tyler Aki in for Jeff Meller, who is hosting today. J.R. Strauss. He's Hoodie, I'm Cap.
I think we should do like a sub-podcast. Along with your special podcast you have, maybe like, you know, do
that would be called the Armchair Nutritionist.
Just do a lights-out edition, like after you're done with helping people. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian at the end.
Danny After Dark.
Yeah, like stay or leave. But this part of the podcast at the end, this section is Kim Kardashian conversation only.
It would be visual. I would need a screen and like Edzo, roll the tape. And then I could I like this part of her body right here. All right, moving forward, pause. And this right here.
And then there would be Pierre to interrupt you for no reason.
Hey, Edzo.
Ask you between the boards, here's Pierre. Hey, Edzo, whatever you just said, I'm going to say it twice as long and better. How about that?
Take that, Edzo.
And Edzo just sitting there like,
stop.
Just please give me an opportunity just to do my job.
Yeah.
Just get out of the way, Pierre. Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Just cut his mic. Enough.
Leave me alone.
When it comes to hockey, I never remember, hey, you know what I need? I need Pierre's thoughts on hockey. I don't think I've ever asked for those. Edzo, yes. Because he teaches me the game.
He does.
Pierre, not so much.
Remember how Edzo would say, for all you young hockey players at home, you know where he got that from.
Steve Stone.
Exactly.
Steve Stone, of course.
Exactly. All right, is there a solution out there for the Bears at the running back position. They have Ryan Nall. They have Artavius Pierce. They have Tariq Cohen. They have Cordero Patterson. David Montgomery is injured. Leonard Fournette is now a free agent, having cleared waivers. The Rams came out last night where that's his first choice, reportedly. Mm-hmm. The Rams coach Sean McVay said, "We like what we have. We are not considering any outside our organization options." Take that. So he's not going to L.A., it looks like. The Saints have a disgruntled back who wants a bigger contract in Alvin Kamara. And there have been some substantive trade discussions around the league. In addition, Bill Belichick said to the media this morning, "Yeah, we're not looking at Leonard Fournette. We like what we already have in our room." They've got good players.
Sure.
The Bears have a glaring hole. So would you call the Saints up and go, "Okay, I know you tried to just show him that he's never going to get as much money as we're offering.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hang on to him," or would you offer them a high draft pick? Ryan likes to hand those out. Would you trade for Kamara? Would you sign Leonard Fournette so that he gives you a professional running back? Maybe not the perfect fit until you get David Montgomery healthy.
Put that on the poll, Danny, at ESPN 1000. What would you prefer, Fournette or Kamara? And the other question is, would you do it for a high? We talk about high, first or second, right?
Danny, what were you thinking?
Alvin Kamara, the reports were yesterday that four teams called the Saints asking for him, and the request was a first-round draft pick.
Well, you know Ryan Pace's back is against the wall, and he likes to hand those things out like, you know, Pez dispensers, so it would not surprise me.
Pez. I loved Pez
yes,
as a kid.
Yes, you're welcome. So I just think that is something that he likes to do. He wants, his back is against the wall, so it wouldn't surprise me. I just disagree with Yurko on this assessment that running backs are just a dime a dozen. You can just put anybody back there and just run the ball. We're not talking about in fantasy football terms. We're talking about somebody that, and again, the guy doesn't have to be special. Just someone that could be able to give you a little wiggle, give you a little something extra back there. You just can't just put any schmo back there and think that you're going to get 100 yards. That is needed for this football team. Something extra besides.
Especially when you have a question at quarterback.
Well, right. Even if you still have a question at Trubisky and he still hasn't been able to get to where he needs to be, Cap, you still have Robinson. You expect the tight end to get better. But why not have someone special, a veteran back there as a running back? Why not? What's wrong with that?
I don't disagree with you. That's where I disagree with Carmen and Yurko, where they absolutely never, ever, ever, ever would use a number one pick on a running back. Okay.
Fine.
I could co-sign that, but to say that you can just put anybody back there, you can't. Unless you have the Broncos offensive line when they won the back-to-back Super Bowls with Mark Schlereth and all these. They don't have that. They need someone who is a professional runner. Like, they would never have taken Christian McCaffrey 8th overall.
Right.
Okay. He's a great player. Great player. But you can't tell me that in the second round, if there's the right guy sitting there, I'm not getting all my running backs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th round. I'm just not.
Right. I'm not some meatball that looks at the NFL in 2020 says, "You got to run the football like you did in 1985. I'm not looking for that. But I need to have someone that I can trust back there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's you want 11 guys out there, why should one of those guys be underwhelming? Just throw anybody back there to run the ball. No. And the other thing, too, is that I want a versatile back, someone that you could throw out to 5 or 10 yards and give you some great run after the catch. That's what I'm looking for.
Correct.
If Alvin Kamara is worth it, I think Fournette is worth it because it's better than what you have. That's what it even maybe better than a healthy Montgomery. Maybe better than Montgomery. Maybe as good as Montgomery. But whatever it is, with Montgomery out, you have to have someone back there you can trust.
I don't want Montgomery to be rushed back at all because if he hurts the groin again, his season's over. Those things bark at you and they grab it. It takes a long time for those things to heal. Hey, David, you're our guy. We traded up to get you in the 3rd round. We love you. Just get healthy. We're going to bring Leonard in here. He's not taking your job. You're not losing your gig here. We'll have a duo. You're our guy.
Yeah.
But just get healthy.
Thunder and lightning. Let's do it. But, and I'm not trying to recreate like 20 years ago. I'm just saying that you know, when you look at this Bears offense, you need to be able to have as many weapons as possible. Mm-hmm. If Robinson's your number one weapon, what's your second number option offensively? What's your number two for sure option offensively?
I don't know.
Okay, so why not have a running back there that can give you a little something extra? That's all I'm asking for.
You know, I'm amazed by the number of people that I brought his name up to, people who know the game, that are, I don't know, Leonard Fournette, he's just okay. Dude, the guy ran for almost 1,200 yards. He averaged, I think he had 76 catches last year and an average of just over 6 yards a catch. Those aren't eye-popping numbers in terms of yards per catch. But that's almost 1,700 yards of offense. That's nothing to sneeze at.
See, Tyler, sometimes I think that when we do our football analysis, people look at it as like, well, what would you take in your fantasy football snake draft? Like, all right, it's a run on wide receivers, it's a run on quarterback. That's not what we're doing here.
But there's no other options out there.
That's all I'm saying. Are we on the right track that at least you want to upgrade the position? While
no, and this is a definite upgrade. I mean, Leonard Fournette, I think he still has it in him. He had his best season a year ago. Remember when he was in college? They wanted them to get rid of this draft rule that they wanted to make it like the NBA where you could go one and done. That's how good he was, and that's the type of prospect he could have been in the NFL. I think he still has it in him, and he's still young, too. I mean, we're talking about a guy who... He was in the same draft as Trubisky. So yeah. This is not too long ago. And he's still young, and you're going to get him for a great price.
I don't think the issue is the play on the field. I heard Schefter this morning with Jay Will, Keyshawn, Zubin.
What did they see?
He said, Schefter said that at $4 million for what he provides on the field was a bargain. Team's hang up with him was bringing him into their culture of their team, that he's got a lot of baggage that comes with him, and the juice just might not be worth the squeeze.
Okay. He said it, so I believe it.
Well, unless he doesn't want to resurrect his career and play for a title. I mean, he can't be that stupid where he looks and goes, okay, I got a grievance to try and get my money from them. And if I screw this up, there's a million other guys. I'll be out of work. I want to get paid.
Yeah.
He's only like 25 years old, right?
Yeah, he's 25 years old. That's correct.
Shut your mouth, show up in Chicago, run with the mail, and be a good dude.
On a prove-it year, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you need to do to stay on the football team so you can be hired again.
But for some guys, it's just not possible.
Antonio Brown.
They just can't control themselves when it comes to that. It's difficult.
But
for
I would think in the culture that the Bears have developed with guys like Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, all these guys, they could hold him in line. Like, you bring in eight guys like that, they pollute your locker room. You bring one in, it's get on board. Dennis Rodman was on with me and said, it was Waddle and he said, I walked in, they traded for me. I walked in, the first person I see is Michael Jordan, waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls him into the training room at the Birdo Center. He said, okay, we've got a championship team here. You got great talent. You F this team up, I will kill you.
Yep.
Are we clear? He goes, that was basically the last time I ever spoke to him other than on the court. He goes, I didn't hang out with him. We didn't socialize. Nothing. He made it clear. You screw this team up, I'll kill you. He didn't. Yeah. They won three titles.
And, you know, and if Fournette screws up, you know, Nagy will apologize.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
312-332-3776.
I guess I misinterpreted what I meant by that. So I apologize if I'm... made that gray.
Shot or no shot, next.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at Cap J-Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Sean Eisman on Twitter said, Hoodie, if the Bears got Leonard Fournette, I'm surprised you're not going to call him and Montgomery power and glory like the old wrestling tag team.
That's right. Hercules and Paul Roma. That's really good, Sean.
That's it.
He reminds me, Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday, it's on the ESPN Chicago app, by the way. If you're a wrestling fan, it's right there. I know your brother's a big wrestling fan.
Yep.
So Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday, I'm a day late. On doing the podcast. I'm going to do it, I swear, this afternoon. So if you're a wrestling fan, Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday, right there on the ESPN Chicago app. Just scroll down. It's right there.
All right, time for shot, no shot.
That's why I say he made my shot. Shot, No Shot with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say amen. That's brought to you by Lou Malnati's. Go to LouMalnati's.com.
Danny. Gentlemen, 11 days till the Bears play real meaningful football, so let's start there.
Danny, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Hoodie. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Looking handsome as always.
Thank you, pal.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, Cap. What's going on?
How are you, pal?
People on Twitch love your wardrobe today. Out of all the things we've discussed, Jed Hoyer interview, the great topics, the most talked about thing on Twitch, and you can all watch us, twitch.tv, look up ESPN 1000 Chicago, is what Cap is wearing. Lots of white... With a hood, some kind of handkerchief.
No, I've got a.
Be careful when you describe. Be careful when you describe him wearing white in a hood. Careful now.
Yeah. I mean, really?
Be careful now, pal.
I have a white jacket, like a light jacket. I have a royal blue, like Under Armour shirt.
Yeah.
And navy blue shorts. That's it.
Listen, it's the talk of Twitch. What can I tell you?
I've got a Bears.
A lot of people say you look like the W flag.
Someone says you look like the lost member of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Whatever. Pile on. These shoulders are strong. They can handle it.
And, of course, Twitch brought to you by Blue Moon, the official craft beer sponsor of the Kentucky Derby. Guys, let's do some shot or no shot, please.
Rock and roll.
On ESPN.com, Bill Barnwell, who's always great, wrote about the biggest weaknesses for the top 20 contenders in the NFL. Good news is the Bears made his list of the top 20 contenders.
Thank goodness.
The Bears, he said the Achilles heel is cornerback, which I thought was surprising. Mm-hmm. However, shot or no shot, with the Raiders releasing Prince Amukamara earlier this week, does it make sense to bring him back to Chicago and insert him into the Achilles heel?
Yeah. I'm going to say no shot.
No shot.
He wasn't a great player at the end of his time here. He signs a one-year deal in like February, March, April with the Raiders, mm-hmm. and he's already gone. Yes. See you later. Thanks. Beat it.
I did Miller Lite
football. Hard pass.
I did Miller Lite football in Chicago with him. He's a nice guy, but even while I was working with him, he kind of knew like I might be in the autumn of my career. It's good that I'm here with this Bears team. And I think he kind of knew that the end might be coming. So when you're cut before the first game, no shot.
Hard pass.
All right. He knows the defense. He's good in the room.
I don't care about the room. Would you stop bringing up the room?
The room.
The room. The room's never won a game.
That is
room.
True.
Room.
Yeah, hard pass.
All right, gentlemen, let's stick with the Bears. With the season fast approaching, Allen Robinson says he's not concerned about his contract status. He's entering the final year of this contract. Shot or no shot, Matt Nagy and the Bears' plan all along has been to franchise tag Robinson for the 2021 season.
Shot.
No shot.
Why not?
Because they have salary cap room right now. They're waiting to see, do we have any injuries before we get to game one? We've got time here. We can do this during the season and use the 2020 cap room that we have. So why react too quickly? We might have an injury in a season where they think they can win the Super Bowl. And they can use the tag if they have to at the end. So no shot.
I say shot. I think that the Bears see the forest for the trees. They see the paint on the wall, whatever phrase you want to use, because who knows what this team looks like next year. You're going to need a cornerstone. You want to solidify Robinson before you pay him, I would say. They want to solidify him. Lock him. Not lock him in. Just solidify him as a tag, and then see what happens after next season.
All right, gentlemen, quickly, yesterday, President Trump told reporters that he had a call with Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren about the Big Ten playing football this year. The president also tweeted yesterday that the Big Ten's plans to return were at the quote-unquote one-yard line. On top of that, Dan Patrick, a former teammate of ours, tweeted, quote, from a source, if conference can pass pass updated safety measures and procedures, Big Ten is targeting an October 10th date to start the football season. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, the Big Ten will indeed play football in 2020.
Shot. Yeah, they're going to play. I don't know about that date, and I don't know if
They're playing October 10th, when are they going to training camp? October 9th?
Yes. Yes, the answer is yes.
It's September already, for crying out loud.
I say shot. Yeah, they're going to play. I just don't know when they're going to play. I did not believe that they're on the what did the president say? 1 yard line.
1 yard line. Does that mean 99 yards to go, or just, you know,
first and 10 with 22 seconds left at their own one?
First of all, whether we're talking about politics or sports, nothing gets done in just one phone call. Usually,
correct,
it's one, and then maybe a follow up, a meeting, everything else. So I don't believe just from the one phone call, yep, we're on the 1 yard line. Don't believe that. No shot.
Correct. Agreed.
But eventually they will play, Danny. I just don't know when. There you go.
All right. One NFL quarterback went way, way too far. He has now officially made my list. Danny knows I've got a list. There's a few people on it. This guy has made the list. He is a jackass. We'll tell you who that is next.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap J-Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
We got so much stuff we got to get to. Just little notes.
Yeah.
I mean, but we got to talk about Kirk Cousins first.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Kirk Cousins sat down and did an interview with a guy who's been on with us. He's been on with Carmen Yerk. You may have had him on. Kyle Brandt, Chicago guy, good dude. He does a podcast called 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt on Spotify. So he sat down, talked with the NFL Network's Kyle Brandt. And the interview was pretty tame, but then Kyle asked a question about COVID-19. Kirk, how do you feel about a nationwide push to wear masks to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus? Cousins implied he doesn't think masks are worth the effort and that he was taking a, quote, survival of the fittest kind of approach to the disease, concluding his remarks by saying, if I die, I die. I want to respect what other people's concerns are. For me personally, just talking, no one else can get the virus. What is your concern if you could get it? I would say I'm going to go about my daily life. If I get it, I'm going to ride it out. I'm going to let nature do its course. Survival of the fittest kind of approach. And just say, if it knocks me out, it knocks me out. I'm going to be okay. You know, even if I die, I die. I kind of have peace about that. When he was asked about masks, he said, if one is the person who says masks are stupid, you're all a bunch of lemmings, and 10 is I'm not leaving my master bathroom for the next 10 years, where do you land? Cousins, quote, I'm not going to call anybody stupid for the trouble it would get me in, but I'm at about a 0.000001. Okay, he made the list. That is about the dumbest response you could possibly have. And when you're the quarterback of an NFL team, a lot of people look at you as a role model, right or wrong. And that's how you influence people? By intimating you would not wear a mask, by intimating, oh, if I get it, I get it. If I die, I die. He is a complete and total idiot. Now I'm rooting against the guy.
Well, I'll tell you this. He really is a microcosm of a lot of people in this country that are just selfish. Like, you have a family. If I die, I die. So you're good if you just die.
Right.
Because the mask is such an inconvenience. God forbid that a mask holds you back in life. It's just, it is amazing. But, you know, I can't be surprised at that. And you shouldn't be surprised at that either. Every day we're walking down the street and there's some people that couldn't care less about COVID-19.
You and I walk to the garage most days together.
Yeah.
We both have our masks on. I've got my gator. And I have a surgical mask under it because, well, I heard some gators aren't as good as other gators.
Right.
So I put the surgical mask on and I pull the bear's gator up.
Right.
And there are people walking right by and I'm like turning away. No, I'm not turning away because I hate you. I hate you because you don't have a freaking mask on.
Well, again, people will do whatever they want to do. And listen, people believe that their freedoms are taken away. You know, if you wear your mask, it means that you're giving it. You're not giving it to anyone. Here, I wear a mask to protect you. You wear a mask to protect me.
Correct.
Whatever the CDC, whoever's saying what about coronavirus, I just know I can't get it. I could be a high-risk guy. I don't want to get it. So I had to make sure that I'm protected. This is why we wear that. And so for Kirk Cousins, I can't be surprised, because every day on Instagram, every day on your social media, you'll find someone that's trying to get into a Kroger and a Piggly Wiggly, some big box store that says, "Let me in. Why aren't you letting me in the store?" And then you have the people that work there says, "Sir, you got to leave.
Right.
You can't be here without a mask." And the guy feels, or the woman feels, like their freedoms are taken away. It's just a mask. Well, you know, once you're done being around people, you can just take it
right
off. Get
back in your car, take your mask off.
It's so small. It is so small. But this is where we are. This is where we are. No one's taking anything away from you. This is not so hard. But for Kirk Cousins, if you're a teammate of Kirk Cousins and you're a guy that doesn't want to catch COVID-19, this guy just watching around life, couldn't care about you, couldn't care about COVID-19, you know what? He and I would have a problem. Cool. We could be teammates. Just stay away from me. That's
correct.
All.
Correct. I would literally, if I was his teammate, go, "Are you that dumb? Like, if you truly want to think that, tell your wife that. Why would you tell USA Today, so now that everybody looks at the Vikings and goes, yeah, that's the team you play for. That's got that idiot at quarterback." I mean, he's just stupid. I don't understand it.
He's not the only one, though. He's not the only one. All I know is that from what they say, I just want to make sure that you're protected, because I respect you. Hey, you might be a stranger to me, Kirk Cousins, but I'm willing to protect you in that regard. That's all.
There you go. All right, you made the list, Kirk. We're going to get to a couple more battle contestants, and I got to tell you, guess who is headlining the new season of Dancing with the Stars? They just announced it.
Oh, wow.
You're not going to believe this one. Let's go to Jim in Burr Ridge first. Hey, James, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Jimmy, you ready, buddy?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm putting the big paw in the small cup. If you'll
all right, pull it out, Hoodie. Come on, baby.
I'll pull it out for you, pal. Don't worry. Hang on.
Shefty. Give me Shefty.
Diana Rossini.
You got Diana Rossini.
Okay.
All right,
I can taste that deep dish now.
Good luck.
All right, thanks.
All right, Aaron in Glendale Heights is getting one.
That's interesting.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes.
All right, Hoodie. Big paw, little cup.
Aaron, you ready, buddy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, Chris Mortensen.
All right, there you go.
Nice. All right, hold on. And one more, Eddie and Joliet. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Eddie, you ready, buddy?
Oh, yeah, come on. Give me something good, man. Give me something good.
All right, I'm putting the big paw in the little cup. You ready?
There you go.
Let me swirl it around.
There you go. A little bit more, a little bit more.
You ready? Is that good for you? You like it? You like it? All right, here we go. Oh, Mike Florio.
Pro Football Talk. That's a really good one.
That's a really good one, Eddie.
All right, hang on. They'll get all your info. So guess what? Guess who is headlining Dancing with the Stars? Do you know this, Tyler?
I do not know.
Give me, like, a name. It's a female. Give me a name of a female who was in the news cycle over the last several months that you go, oh, my God. I wonder if Danny, do you know who it is?
Yeah, I know who it is. I'm more intrigued by the athletes than this female that you speak of.
So the contestants, this one I'm talking about, is Carole Baskin of Tiger King.
Nothing for me at all. Nothing.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens. I killed my husband.
You know who the athletes are? This is cool, though. Charles Oakley and Vernon Davis.
How about
Charles
that?
Charles Oakley.
Allegedly.
Johnny Weir is in it, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Did I mention Charles Oakley?
Yeah.
The oak?
The oak tree. Vernon Davis, I think, will be really good.
Yes.
You have cheer coach Monica Aldama, Jeannie Mai of The Real, rapper Nelly, actress Anne Hesh, Desperate Housewives alum Jesse Metcalf, Catfish star Nev Schulman, Catfish star. So would the linebacker from Notre Dame be in this then too?
Come on, Manti Te'o.
That's it. Disney darling Skye Jackson, Justina Machado, an actress. Caitlin Bristow of The Bachelorette and Backstreet Boy AJ McLean. How about that?
And Carole Baskins.
Chrishell Stouse of Selling Sunset. Also, but Carole Baskin.
And Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
Yeah, allegedly.
I thought you guys would have more excitement about Charles. Michael Jordan might be sitting there cheering him on, his old friend.
No shot.
Carol Baskins. Wow. That's a real deep dive there.
Ooh. Tiger King. That was an interesting show. All right. Chad Hoyer on extending the future of the Cubs in 2 minutes.